Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a good advice that you're just in today. And who would have thought it figures? This is Below Deck Med.
It is, and I'm having
did
a vodka.
Did it rain on the wedding day?
It did not. That's very astute of you. I said astute.
The whole point was maybe it did. Maybe it looked a little, I think you know what it was. The weather wasn't cooperating, so they couldn't do the wedding on shore.
Yes, it was. Because
they thought it might rain.
It was.
This is so fucking,
it's so
like,
fucking
tedious.
And I just
who cares?
Said astute instead of astute, but I just realized, I caught myself.
I let that go.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. We're talking about Below
Deck. Welcome to Reality Gaze, Below Deck Mad.
Season
CDM.
6, episode 3, like right on your wedding day. However, real quickly, I can't believe, because we recorded 2 shows today. This is our second show. We did earlier, You, Me, and My Ex. I can't believe we didn't talk about the way Kay LeVay said that one word.
Oh, I can't believe oh my God. How did I not say this?
I don't know how we said it. Like, we almost might need.
You mean, it really resonated with me. The way she said that really resonated.
We might have to re-record it.
How did I miss
you know,
this?
We might have to,
I think we have to re-record. We need to say something at the beginning of that show. I need to personally apologize to the audience.
I wrote in big bold and I forgot.
I'm slipping because I had it written.
Yo.
And I had, you know why? Because we had such a disagreement about diametrically opposed in the way we see that situation.
And a lot, y'all, You, Me, My Ex, the first, I think, episode is up on our free feed. But if you want to,
it's
on the $8 tier of our.
It's the newest member of our cringe tier.
Reality Gaze Extra. But You, Me, My Ex, y'all, we like it. It's a good show.
I think it's my. I don't know, Smothered Season 2, I know I hated it at the beginning.
Chef's kiss.
Sadly, I did not know what was waiting for me.
You did not know.
and Extreme Sisters.
Yeah.
I thought Smothered was bad. Then I learned to like it. Then I met Sarah and Lori, and then I felt bad about myself.
Did you see that a sissy sent us a picture, our Instagram account, for Dawn's brother?
Oh, I've told you. He was on The Bachelorette.
I don't care about that. I want to see abs or a dick or a picture, and you never sent it to me.
Holy hell. Grant, yeah, he was on The Bachelorette. He was gone like the first or second night.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Can't you just see, Don?
He's in a fucking harness on a TikTok video.
Oh, God.
He's hot, and he also looks like Cher a little bit.
I love a man in a good harness.
Well, it's weird to see a straight man in a harness, isn't it? I'm so used to seeing gay men, especially when they're hovering over me and pummeling me.
And you're just holding on.
And I'm just holding like, on like those things Kate that Winslet like Six saying, Flags.
saying, I'll never let go, Jack. And then they say, my name's not Jack. Ted.
I don't know your name. Who cares?
I'll just never let go.
This is not about names.
It's not about names. Y'all, we are going to talk about Below
Just
Deck.
Just pummel me.
Just pummel me.
Thank Just you. Bang me like a screen door.
If you jumped on this this boat ride with us and you're new to the reality.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, multiverse. Well, thank you so much. We're having a good time. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. So definitely a lot of stuff in the 90 Day and 90 Day Caribbean Love is coming. Darcy and Stacey.
We have announced that.
So we've
yes.
got a lot of stuff. Sexy Beast on Netflix we're doing.
Yeah. This
no sleep.
That's on our Patreon.
No sleep this January.
This feed is going to be chock full of trash.
Trash. You're welcome. You're welcome, Below Deckers. You're welcome.
It's like that part of the Pacific that they found that is just like 4 square miles of trash.
Oh, don't talk
it's
about
very
that.
Sad.
It makes me so sad. Makes me so sad.
Like way out isolated in the ocean. Oh. And it's just like 11 million plastic bags.
Oh.
That's going to be our feed coming up. What a sad metaphor.
It really bothers me. My dad still litters to this day.
Oh, shut up. He still throws things out of a window?
Because I think, and y'all, sorry if you're this way, I think anyone who litters is a piece of garbage
themselves. It's an asshole.
I just think you're the most selfish, inconsiderate person. It drives me bonkers.
My father once threw out a cup, and my mother was tweaked about this, and said, what are you doing? And then my brother and I jumped on him because we were raised in that don't litter generation.
Yeah.
Who was the spokesperson for that? Not Smokey the Bear. I don't know. Some fucking animal.
Arnie the Armadillo. I don't know.
It really did its work. But I was taught not to litter so much that when I see it, I wouldn't even throw out my cigarette butts when I smoked.
Good for you, because a lot of smokers do that. And y'all, that's fucking disgusting. Throw your cigarette butts in the trash. We just shamed someone
ashtray?
Driving in their Hyundai Santa Fe right now. They just went, fuck.
Y'all, a turtle just ate that cigarette butt and got cancer.
You're welcome.
That's just it. Because they're dumb.
They're dumb.
Actually, some turtle person just went, oh my God, turtles are very
turtles
intelligent.
Turtles are very intelligent.
Like the rat people who came to us on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's true. We had a lot of
rats. The rat people, when we talked about Mike's and Natalie's rat, the rat people were like, you don't realize rats diffuse landmines. They're very intelligent. I'm sure they are. Y'all, I don't know if you know this. Don't pick a fight with rat people.
Don't.
Because they'll come at you.
They'll come at you. They'll send a rat after you.
I don't feel like arguing with the rat people. So if you don't listen to 90 Day Fiancé, if you only listen to Below Deck, let's talk about this
episode.
Let's
talk about this episode.
I'm not there you anymore.
I don't want to get married to you. I don't want to get married to you. I'm just going to walk around with my shirt off and my paw print tattoo on my back.
Oh, he has a paw print. Is that what it is?
I'm just making up. It's some basic douchebag tattoo.
I don't mind paw prints. I don't, because that's usually a dog that, or a cat or an animal that died. It's really hard. Boy.
Is it?
Yeah, usually people get a paw print because their animal that died, they get their paw put on their body.
Oh my God. I fucked so many guys with paw print tattoos. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, I literally thought about getting a tattoo of that.
I host a lot of broken people in my bed.
I was going to put one for Sophie almost. Now wait.
I'm just realizing that.
It could also mean that they're a bear in gay culture. Either way.
Or they're in pup play.
Oh, pup play. Yeah. Somebody,
y'all, we talked about what pup play was.
Carl,
oh no,
Carl, what's pup play? Are they? Are my guys rescuing some dogs? That's so sweet, Shooter.
Yeah, we're
Shooter.
Playing with the puppies.
Shooter, they're gonna get dogs just like you, Shooter. Shooter, you want to take a picture for mama? Come on, Shooter. Shooter. No, stand still. Shooter,
she's
no
got
run.
Her own
no
kind
run.
Of pup play. She's gonna go have pup play with Shooter later.
Mm-hmm. Poor Carl's
when she
wife.
She just throws Shooter's shows this toy.
There's just a pile of Triscuits by her recliner because Shooter doesn't like Triscuits, but that's what she keeps giving him. That's why. Okay, let's jump into this. We've already lost some listeners.
So they are still the couple who are supposed to get married, Carrie
and Clint,
spelled K-A-R-R-Y.
K-A-R.
God, why would you do that to your Carrie, y'all?
Clint really confounds me because his body is fucking smoking. And then
but
I look at his
such
drunk
a douche face.
Yes, his drunk face and his mouth, and it makes... I think the reason why I don't love Clint is that he makes me feel older. Because when I was in my 20s,
yeah,
I would blow him. And now I have I have a sense
that
of...
That face totally tried to date rape girls in college.
Yeah, I just feel like his balls would smell like chlorine and swag or swass.
It's awful. 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 That guy's trash.
Actually, it probably smells like swag. That's probably the name of his cologne.
Of his
swag.
Cologne. John Varvatos, swag.
No, it's more like Gary Busey's swag.
Swag. When you're hot and you know it.
What happened to Gary Busey?
He's a fucking mess.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so yeah, so Clint's walking around, pissed, saying they're not getting married.
Basically. And Malia, the next day, they're listening. I love it, y'all. Katie, first of all, let me just, as you, I'm sure everyone loves these. Let me make a blanket statement about this season so far. I think everyone is relatively normal, which is weird. Because listen,
you're gonna eat
this
those
is your
words.
First below. I probably will. This is your first Below Deck season.
It is my
know
first.
That by now, several things have happened. There's usually been a chief stew who has eaten the ass out of one of her second stews or third stews.
Okay.
Usually. That's not happened because of Rachel, because Rachel seems pretty even keel. She's a little uptight when it comes to like place settings and service.
Rachel.
But Katie, I'm sorry. I said Rachel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the first time you've ever corrected me on a name.
That is not the first.
But I appreciate it.
That's not the first. Not the you have many fourth. More, but it may be the fourth or fifth. Yes,
Katie. So usually that's happened by now. Usually there's a misogynistic South African meathead deckhand who has made designs on Malia or another woman of the crew, and it's by now it's happened on their first night out, which we get a little bit. There's going to be a Z Courtney kiss, it looks like, in the next episode. But there's none of that's really happened. The deck crew is fascinatingly bland this season.
Matt.
And usually they're real hot. And the hottest guy is kind of David.
But really the hottest guy are what, Sebastian and Jacob? Or
oh no, we never see them, don't worry, we will never see them.
But the ladies were talking about them at the party.
Yeah, but they're never on camera.
Yeah,
like Martin and what's his name, they're never on camera, we never see them.
None of the guys,
so don't look for them too.
Okay, fine. Yeah, thanks for killing that.
That's the first mate and all the navigation crew. You never see them. Sorry. It's just true. But I got to say, you guys, and in different seasons, a lot of times you'll have, because Below Deck is an upstairs downstairs show, obviously. You know what upstairs downstairs is, right?
Not familiar.
Really? Well,
no,
that's
a British show, and that's what Downton Abbey was based off of.
Exactly. It's upstairs. It's the guests or the aristocracy and the servants. But it's this idea of there are two different things happening. So they call it an upstairs downstairs show. And a lot of, on some seasons, the upstairs is more interesting than the downstairs. And this is definitely one of those, I think, because the first charter.
This was already
bonkers.
Bonanza.
Yeah.
Because although I go back and forth, I know we change every episode, but I'm like, is Alexi the one who's not long for this boat ride? Because
she's going to get fired.
Lexi's like, how was Croatia? Oh, yeah, I saw it through a porthole. I'm like, why? I feel like she's here just to be famous, not to work at all.
Well, She's on the show. She was cast to make waves. Let's just say that.
Probably, yes.
Boy, I'm just using maritime metaphors all over the place.
Mm.
She is definitely the spiciest cast member. But between Stews and deck crew. Even though Matthew, as I've been calling him, is a little bit diva behavior.
A little bit.
Nothing. He has nothing compared to Ben, compared to fucking Adam, compared to all the other chefs who thought that their shit was gold.
It is interesting that it does have, and you might come for me on this, but I'm just going to be honest. Usually on these types of reality shows, the people are gorgeous. And so you kind of have this clue that people are gorgeous. And as normal people watching this, you're thinking, okay, they're gorgeous. And either we make fun of them when they think they're quote unquote normal people, or they have a flaw that humanizes them in a way that we never thought about. But with this crew, like their insecurity and their humanity is kind of already present in like the second episode of the show.
And on a reality show stakes, they're at like a 5. And for reality show looks, especially Below Deck, this sounds really bad, but it's really true. Reality show looks, they are ridiculously behind the curve.
Especially for Bravo shows.
Yes. There's no meatheads.
Yeah, there's usually, so.
There's no racist meathead like last season. Oh. Who they had to basically edit out almost everything.
Oh, God. They really did.
Yeah. But
anyway,
I honestly don't know. Everyone is super earnest. Everyone on the deck crew is super earnest. Yes, they all want to kind of bang Malia, but they can't because she's their boss and it's not going to happen. I'm kind of wondering who is Malia going to bang this season?
She gets a call from Tom. Let's jump in. So it's the next day, y'all. It's the night. It's the day of the wedding, y'all.
Yeah. And Matt, the chef's doing vibe checks. Vibe check, vibe check. Y'all, if you do a vibe check with me, I'm going to punch you in the fucking throat. Now,
I don't like that word. Maybe because we watched Love Island and they were like, I just
fucking hate you do a vibe check for me. Because I know I'm expected to say good vibes.
If you say,
when I really want to spit in your face.
Now, if someone said, what's the energy of the room? That's a totally different thing for me. That doesn't bother
vibe
me.
Vibe check.
I agree.
You're going to get a throat punch. If you in a show do vibe check at me, I'm going to push you over.
Wow.
That's my vibe.
This is how you know that this chart is horrible, y'all, because it is 2021 and they are still the charter people that when somebody comes up in the morning, they go, what's up? I'm like, this fucking Coors Light commercial was literally 10 years ago.
No longer. Like 2008.
It was a long time ago.
They're such douchebags.
It ran from 1999 to 2002. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say. That's how far.
I was still in college when that ad aired.
Yeah, the thing is, the charter guests know they're a little too old to be acting that way. They're just not really having it. Let's talk about the couple who's getting married, Clint and Kari.
Yeah,
y'all, how many marriages do you think Clint's had?
Woo!
I think they said it was their first for each one. That's not true.
No, what I heard Captain Sandy say is, this is my first time doing this. And then she looked at Carrie and said, and the first for you as well. She was not looking at Clint. That's the way I understood it. Y'all.
This is his third.
Y'all,
no doubt.
Clint cheated on his wife probably with Carrie. And now they're getting married. That's what happened.
Because she worked for him.
Yeah, y'all. That's what happened. I'm just telling you. We don't know these people.
He's such a fucking douche.
He is gross. He's so gross. Yeah. So
she just thinks, unfortunately, she thinks that's the best she can get.
Yeah, it's super awkward. Everybody's coming to breakfast and they're all eating. Therese is trying to eat with her lips. She's just trying to, she can't
desperately, she's gumming it down.
She literally is like a bird with no beak. She's just kind of like,
Did you notice it was espresso martinis for breakfast as
for
well?
For breakfast, I did write that. Y'all, I understand you have a Bloody Mary. An espresso martini for breakfast?
That's like straight up vodka.
That is
and
fucking hardcore. So Carrie finally comes out. Everyone else is dressed. Carrie comes out dramatically in a robe. She looks like Anna Nicole Smith after a night after of hard cocaine.
The bad years.
The bad years. She does not look good. Everyone's just quiet. And poor Lexi is like, hi. So she's getting them drinks. And finally, Katie's like, what's the plan, y'all? What's happening?
So what time? I think we'll do this for the wedding. And no one really says anything.
No, they're kind of like, yeah.
And Clint's like, can't wait to marry you. And Carrie's just sitting here like this.
Carrie's just going, I just want that she shed he promised me. That's all I want. He promised me a she shed. With my plants from fucking Anthropology store.
The next thing is they're getting, Z is carrying the wedding cake,
that
and I'm terrified he's going to drop it.
That made me so nervous. It was on that floaty thing.
Yeah. And Matthew is very, very anxious, shocking. That's going
to
be a pattern.
Work to do. Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. This is so much. It's so intense.
One thing to also say to say when these people grew up is that they're quoting Forrest Gump when they're in the, the hot tub. Lieutenant Dan. And I've said this before, y'all. Watch Forrest Gump again and you'll go, whew, didn't age well. I'm telling you, the movie. Remember when you saw that movie? You're like, oh, this is a
I've
really
never
good
seen
movie.
It.
I saw. Come on, come on. Everyone saw Forrest Gump. Yes, you did.
I did. I think I saw it. I don't know if I saw it in the theater, but I did see it. It's not.
I saw it in the theater with my mother, and Mother Poodle went, well, I just enjoyed that movie thoroughly.
I don't remember. It wasn't like. It's not seared into my brain like some
didn't
movies
really are. Like the part where she became a prostitute, but you know, whatever.
Sally Field had to do what she had to do for her. Tell me that your mother wouldn't sleep
what
with the principal.
What the fuck?
Tell me your mom wouldn't sleep with the principal for you if she had to.
She would, but wow, what a way to sell a story. It's just, it's extreme we think about it today. Just,
it's like Aunt Peggy tonight. We went over for dinner, y'all. She made a chicken.
Oh, no, before. No, more.
And I was talking about somebody who's, their husband really did them wrong. Our boyfriend really did them wrong. It was like a terrible, terrible person. I was telling this story because my cousin asked about it, her daughter. And my Aunt Peggy just said, And she literally, like a mafia goon, picked chicken casserole out of her teeth and said, wouldn't have to worry about that if they lived here. We'd forget him real quick.
Oh, God.
And I just looked at her.
Did she try to order like someone killed?
I think she might have. Don't fuck with her.
Wow. So we have to move on.
Well, I just
Peggy.
Said one
I'm sorry.
10-second story.
Matthew is... Go ahead.
No, I just said Matthew is cooking and they try to make it in the trailer. It's like, it's really dramatic. Like they went over like fucking huge waves. Y'all, they just had some.
Yeah, the water's rough.
They just had some choppy water. Things were kind of rough. Then guess what? Things calmed down. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. But because of the water, they can't have the shore experience and they have to do it on the main deck. So,
and Sandy's really nervous to do the officiating, which she's probably going to read off of her phone or tablet or something.
Whereas Katie's like, we're dropping them off tomorrow, right? I do really like Katie.
I'm a fan.
I'm scared to say it because I'm going to say I like her and then I'm afraid she's going to fuck me over.
She might be my favorite Chief Stew since I was a Hannah fan, but Hannah kind of was shady and was a little lazy at times. But I liked her. And oh, Kate is all obviously queen. I like Francesca, who is also on one of this season, one of the Below Deck seasons. But she might be one of my favorite Chief Stews. I enjoy her very much.
I have to say, I think this show is exquisite. I really love watching it.
I'm
so glad I can't believe it's taken you to watch it and talk about it. It just took
I can't
me
believe it's taken you this long to watch a single episode.
Well, you didn't. Well, no, we watched it for Bi-Curious, but you didn't explain. The problem is you don't sell things well. You don't
entice
me.
Why should I persuade you to
do
things?
You're like a guy with a. You're like a. When I've been with men that have huge penises that just say, "You want to fuck this dick, right? You want to suck this dick," and say shit like that. I kind of need the guy with just the boyfriend dick to kind of woo me a little bit.
Listen, I don't need to entice anybody to do anything. Oh,
well, I'm just saying, if you want me to watch a show, you might want to treat
I'm
me.
Saying
you might want to treat me differently than your tricks. Putting
you know
your
what?
Ass
they
up
come
in
to
the
me
air with that lighted neon sign that goes, "Eat at Poodles,
eat at Poodles, eat at Joe's."
It's not going to work for me.
So the next thing is Sandy, she's practicing her thing, and they're all kind of talking about their marriage experience.
Yeah.
And David says, or their relationship experience.
Yeah, they're putting David together, said, Malia, David, and Z are putting together the wedding, yeah, like, not the
archway.
Archway, thank you.
So David says, "My ex cheated on me mid-season with another yachty, basically, and said I was too nice."
She said I was too nice and said I would, and then she cheated on me. She's like, "This is okay, right?" And he was like, "No.
No."
I think so, David is cute on the show. I think in real life you would be obsessed with him.
Maybe.
With his lips,
but
his smile and the accent, you would totally
I agree with you, but like he's like a 6 for Below Deck.
I know, but I'm saying
maybe a 5.
In real life, you would totally try to bang him.
Oh, I agree. No, like y'all know this deck crew in real life, they're attractive. But I'm talking about by reality standards. People are probably going to come at me for rating these people, but
y'all, it's a Bravo show. If you're coming at us for looks on a Bravo show, then get off your high horse and sit down.
But I'm saying everyone is usually, especially the deck crew, is dumb and pretty. That's just what they do. No. There's at least one meathead. There's no meathead. There's no Zhao.
David is he's still gunning, though. He's saying, maybe Malia will have a relationship with me. I'm like,
no.
No.
She's not going to, honey. She doesn't fuck down.
Well, but also,
she only fucks laterally. She only fucks chefs.
I also feel like, isn't Malia older than him? I feel like she wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
David seems young.
She does take her job very seriously. That's one of the things about Malia I like. I just don't like my problems with her in the past has been twofold. She sucks up to the captain in a way that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit trying to sabotage people to get what she wants. And she acts like a mean girl when she doesn't get what she wants.
I'm excited. Y'all, because they're already painting this storyline where she's like, she keeps saying, "I love having a beginner. I love having that I can train someone."
Nope.
Y'all.
She's going to fucking scream in Z's face.
Like 4 episodes, she's going to be pissed that Z tied the wrong knot and she's going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah. Mark this down too. We've already seen footage of Captain Sandy screaming in Malia's face. Something Malia did will piss off Captain Sandy, and then Malia will feel really bad about it and take it out on one of the members of the deck crew. I don't know, because that's been the tradition. So I want to talk about, let's talk about Katie says, because, you know, her boyfriend was Jack, a deckhand from a couple seasons ago. And she's like, "Yeah, we were really into me, but he tattooed his face on my arm." And she's like, kind of hard to forget. But she even says, thought I was going to be a wedding planner, but guess what? Don't really want to do it anymore. Don't really want
to
get
married. But now
I'm
having to do it. Don't you think? I bet somebody has a tattoo of you on them.
Possibly. Me as Maleficent. Going.
With a dragon body.
Yes.
But with your legs up in the air and a rosebud.
But an actual rosebud.
An actual rosebud. It's metaphorical, y'all. It's pretty.
So they are outside right before the wedding. Clint is sitting there and is drinking and kind of goes to pieces. Y'all, the worst part is he's a douche who cries easily.
Oh,
so he's
yeah.
like, thank you, Jesus, for this rainbow.
Well, that was a little bit later on during the, but yeah, he's like, thank you. And we find out later the rainbow signifies their grandfather. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that later. But
yeah. So y'all, Sandy's getting ready. Her face is beat.
I was going to say this that too. Sandy, look at her. Well, did they bring a makeup artist above ship? Or on
you
ship?
You will see her. You'll see her beat her face when she needs to.
Maybe it's Lexi. Maybe Lexi does it for her.
And it, but it
looks, Lexi makeup look she, good. She looks good.
When she does beat her face, it's obvious. She doesn't just do subtle jobs. She goes full on glamour shots.
It's like when Poodle and I have a live show, y'all. We're going to be unrecognizable.
I'm going to be like Betty Davis and whatever happened to Baby Jane.
I'm going to have so much. Yeah. He's not even going to let me blend the contour. And he's just going to say, get a Sharpie and draw a cheekbone on me. And I'll say, okay.
And draw my eyebrows.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
So the ladies are in kind of red dresses.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the wedding ceremony. Yeah.
I mean, this is perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
I want to say one more thing about the way this show...
Katie falls right before it, by the way. She totally busts his ass.
Okay, wasn't this a little scary?
It was.
It almost looked like she hit her head on the stairs, but she didn't. It was scary.
I feel like people fall all the time on boats. You're on
they
stairs,
do. Yeah.
There's wetness.
I used to fall on my Aunt Bessie's houseboat.
You would actually break your leg if you were on this ship.
Especially on smaller boats, you fall you all the time,
not,
especially when
not,
there's...
not meant yeah. to be on here.
There's a little bit when the other deckhands, Lloyd is saying, I just hope to woo the women with my goofiness. And Z says, I hope to have some kids one day. Malia's like, yeah, I don't want to get married.
No, I don't want to get married. You know what?
because you didn't see last, I think Tom, her chef boyfriend, broke her of marriage because he definitely cheated on her, y'all. And Tom, y'all, Tom, we will talk about it a little bit later, but Tom was, when you first saw him, he had that little thing in his smile. He was cute, but you could tell he was oily. From moment one, that smile said, I'm going to cheat on you.
Kind of like Clint, who's about to get married to Carrie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Clint's going to be fucking around, too.
Y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial, but before I want to do a teaser because I realize, Poodle, we've never talked about this and I think it's time.
Great. You know how I love to be surprised on
when
air.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Poodle to use his gift to finally answer who has the biggest dick on the deck.
Oh!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the
Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
All right, are y'all ready? Because it's
okay.
Time. It's time. It Poodle wasn't time. Expecting this.
It is time to rank.
Okay. We're three episodes in. We should know, y'all.
We should know dick size.
If people want to know, because we're very good friends with Ronnie and Ben from Watch What Crappens, and people are like, oh my gosh, are y'all like the same? I'm like, oh.
Nerd.
We're kind of a different show. As Ronnie,
we're filthy.
As Ronnie said, I can barely eat a burrito when Matt and Jake are around because they're filthy about my
it's
burrito.
Disgusting.
So this is where we differ. We're going to talk about who's got the biggest below dick.
Below dick. I'm also going to throw in Chef Matthew.
You have to.
Anyway.
You have to.
Number, we're going to say there's four men.
Okay.
So, So four men.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with number four.
Okay.
Lloyd.
Okay. Yeah. I agree.
Number three.
Huge balls. This is huge balls with Lloyd.
Huge balls. I would say this is like tied for two and three.
Three, two.
Are going to be Matthew.
Uh-huh.
And Z.
Z.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And y'all, biggest dick, David.
Really? Because I think I would honestly say Lloyd, then David, and then Z, and then it hurts me to say it, but Matthew, because he kind of has that, some of those guys have bigger nose.
No.
So.
No. You he would never be as crazy anxious with that with a dick.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. Very true.
You got to take into that account.
And Z would be more confident if he had a bigger dick. So is that
no? Also, you can just tell Z's face doesn't read. It's not
doesn't
big
read
BDF.
So what? So David, what?
David reads BDF, and you know why? Because he's the most humble about it.
Okay,
there we are. Now, number one is actually Malia. Biggest dick on the crew. She really does.
She really does. That's true. I'll toast to that.
Even bigger than Sandy's.
Oh.
I mean.
It's gargantuan.
Big old dick. She's just swinging it around.
Oh, yes.
Boy. Ooh,
wow.
Let's
talk about this wedding real quick. Y'all, I want to talk about. So they're getting married. We didn't expect this early in us doing this podcast. We have some exclusive, never before seen footage, but in here we're going to do it as audio because you're not going to see it. But of the wedding vows,
yeah.
Poodle.
So
we're going to play this for you now in a section we like to call Below Deck Theater. We're on a ship. We're ahoy, matey. On the deck, swap the deck. Okay, Poodle is going to be playing the. You know what? We talked about this, but I kind of think I want to switch it because you did such a good Clint earlier. I think Poodle needs to play Clint, and I think I'm going to play Carrie.
Okay.
So, and scene. We're on the main deck. Captain Sandy she's doing marriage stuff. She's saying, who takes this bride? Okay, great. Let's start with the vows. So, Carrie, you go first.
Clint, I just want you to know that
I'm going to cry. You're going to make me cry, babe.
I love you forever because you see me. You know.
I see you. I get you.
You know. Yes. You know I want an oatmeal frappuccino before I wake up in the morning.
I got you, baby.
You know that a Lululemon gift card is my favorite.
Yeah.
You're
my person.
I'm your person, too. And you know that when I go to a baseball game, I'm always going to deep throw the hot dog just for you. But I want to eat it.
I love that. I love watching that. Love it.
That's why I want to marry you forever. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Gotta tell you, babe.
Mm.
I wrote these and then I got drunk and I forgot them. Okay. So I'm just going to like make it up as we go.
It's not like this has happened before.
Starting to get emotional.
Five times. Oh, God. He's crying.
I promise that no matter how late I am.
You didn't cheat on me?
Can't promise that.
Okay.
I'm just. I'm no matter how late I get home, I'm always going to bring you an order of fries.
Oh my God, thank you.
Because I know how much you like fries. Yeah. Or at least sushi.
Yes, that's fine. It's the same, you know? They call fries the sushi of France.
And when I, and I promise, I will never go to bed with you angry.
Okay.
And if I do,
Would you at least like choke me a little bit?
Fuck you when you're asleep.
That's fine. You know, I gave consent. It's all good.
I know.
Just you
that
know,
way. Yeah.
Pull my hair. Because you that know,
means
I need that.
At least
feel.
I'm still getting off.
Yeah.
And that's like,
true.
I know you like it. So it's like, whatever.
I love you.
You got that look in your eyes. You know, you say you don't want
to.
I love you
so much. I wish my grandpa was here to see this.
Oh my God, don't talk about your grandpa. Oh my God, he loved me. You know, I got to tell you, to further my vows.
Thought we were dead.
On the day he died, he grabbed my hand.
Oh, Jesus. And said,
"Why did take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're banging like four other chicks. But at least marry her. You can bang your other four chicks if you want.
But his daughter's
but
my mom.
Know that I'll always be with you.
Oh, you meant Greta. You're drunk. Okay.
Know that I'll always be with you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be there. You know what the psychic said?
Yeah.
Like a rainbow.
Like a rainbow.
Always there. And I think it's kind of creepy because that means your grandpa will be watching us bang the night
probably.
We get married.
Yeah, he was. You know,
but, you know, he was like, he was kinky. So it's like, whatever.
Whatever. He worked for construction. He saw stuff.
So I want to marry you.
Can I get a mimosa?
Espresso martini.
And see, that's exactly how the vows went, y'all. Exactly how they went.
Y'all.
Wow.
These,
they are really, they are just. They are gross, gross people.
This is upper middle class garbage. It really is.
You know what this is?
Younger upper middle class garbage.
Nouveau or Silicon Rich.
Yep.
I know they're from Texas, but y'all, a lot of people from
venture capitalists.
A lot of people from, you know, they're saying Austin is very much becoming like, I don't know, they call it like the fucking Silicon Prairie or something.
They're
Silicon shit.
Dumber than rocks, too.
And they just made money because they fucked the right people and went to the right business school because their parents paid for it.
So they do.
We're not bitter at all.
Not at all. So they get everything together.
Clint is so fucking lit for this wedding.
Yeah, they're drunk.
They're
full on drunk.
Full on drunk.
They are. Courtney is sitting back there right before they get married. Courtney's like making small talk.
She's talking to Carrie.
So excited.
I am too. I am too, yeah.
It's really chilly. Silence. Silence. Mm-hmm.
Do you like my makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think next year is leap year.
I think that's it. What's leap year? Exactly. Courtney was just not having it at all.
Y'all, if you've ever been on a date and someone said, I think next year's leap year, just leave.
So at the wedding reception, Clint's crying because he sees the rainbow and he's thanking Jesus, which great for him. Now,
but no, it's ridiculous.
He's literally like, y'all, heads and it just, I mean, it's just. Sloppy, sloppy. Now, meanwhile, they're all kind of talking down below, and they're talking about monogamy and all that.
I don't know who Matthew is.
And Matthew's like, I'm a share bear. Non-monogamy is not the norm. And I went,
talk.
But I'm into that. I like to date two women.
Did he call it, did he say thruple or truffle?
He said thruple. And I love that Captain said he just went, he's funny.
and walked out.
Kind of looked like bile hit her back of her throat or her reflux was acting up.
She only hangs out to be on camera. I swear to God, she's the worst fucking camera hog.
Everyone on this boat. Yeah.
Especially this season. She's bored with them all.
She just wants to get off this boat, get with her biker gang.
She would want to bang Malia. I still say she totally kind of has that. Yeah.
So we find out they're all talking to Katie, and that's when that one of the girls says, "My sidekick told my mother that my grandfather would show up at my," or Carrie says, "My grandfather would show up at my wedding as a rainbow."
Show up at my wedding.
And then Therese is so drunk by now, but she gets so drunk, and then her lips are so big already. She literally just said, "And yeah, blah, 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 blah." I don't even know what she said.
She missiles out of her mouth.
I rewound it 3 times, and I still don't know what the bitch said.
It's like a speed buggy. We love talking about speed buggy on this show.
We sure do. Hanna-Barbera should give us a cut.
So they're unless
if you know who Hanna-Barbera is, you're over 35.
So Tom calls Malia and he's like, "Oh, I'm just missing you." So y'all, I think the breakup was really recent.
Real soon. And
she's basically like,
she says,
know,
she's very raw at this point.
Plenty of fish in the sea, and hopefully not fish who sleep with other fishes.
Yes. Because she hates him.
Tom cheated.
Y'all,
if you have ever been cheated on, you know that look in someone's eyes. You can see it after a while. It's like...
I could have told you that by the way she was acting.
I watched Love Island and some of
the... new episode?
Some of the girls are saying things like, "Yeah, you got that look like you'd destroy my life in your eyes, so I'm not going to pick you."
How hot is my friend William on that show?
Oh, my God. I like how he became your friend, but he then...
You know, we met
once.
He was catering, and I want to say he's my friend. He responds to my Instagram messages until about 3 months ago, okay?
Yo, this is somebody who drops names.
You know what? We met at the Peninsula Hotel. He was catering an event. I was the only person helping him bring in ice because it was an influencer event and they were all lazy. We bonded. I think he's in love with me.
By bonded, you mean you asked if you could touch his abs drunkenly?
Maybe.
And he said, "Sure, get your hand off my penis."
It was nice. Whoever gets him gets more than a money prize.
But anyway, that was the way Tom was looked when he showed up on the boat. Tom was a fucking nightmare of a chef because he screamed.
We might have to do an episode of Love Island. I kind of miss that show.
I kind of like the first 3 episodes.
Oh, God.
Also, Big Brother this season is good.
Oh.
Yes, I'm watching all of it because now I'm in it. I think I could be on Big Brother, by the way.
I think you should be on Big Brother. I've gotten into Bachelorette this season. It's good.
I'm in the middle of what they want for a gay guy because there's only like
one gay guy. Welcome to my world of casting in Los
I'm
Angeles
in the middle.
For 10 years.
I'm not a big...
You're not a beautiful
not a big
muscle,
gay guy,
you're not
and
a
I'm
beautiful
not
muscle.
A beautiful muscle queen.
You're not
and
beautiful.
And so
yeah.
I would have to impress them.
And you're also
with
not
just
a drag
being,
queen. You're not...
No.
I know, y'all, that we're gayer than fucking glitter shooting out a unicorn's ass getting felched by fucking Condoleezza Rice.
I'm honestly... Right in the middle.
I don't know why that Condoleezza Rice.
Why does that sound? Why does that feel like it's a drag queen name? Condoleezza Rice. Oh,
but we're not. We're in the middle.
Rice queen.
We eat carbs, but we're not. Like, casting people don't know what to do to us.
They don't. I agree with you. We're gay men that don't fit into easy categories.
So I know.
Trust me, y'all. I wish we did.
Aren't we so poor? Us poor white
poor
gay men.
Poor white gay men.
Oh, bless our hearts, y'all. We're fine.
Take up a collection.
We're fine.
But no, I'm just talking about castability.
No, I agree with that too. Yeah. So. But, you know, because somebody, my friend Bunky, now I am friends with Bunky. You're friends with Bunky.
Yeah.
And he sent me in personally to audition for Big Brother. And they didn't take me because I wasn't either like Bunky, like kind of like this really like, because he was basically like older guy who happened to be
gay. He was older. He was, at that time, he was pretty extreme for them.
Yes. And like, they were like, you, what are we going to do with you?
He's also a non-threatening gay. And we're not really non-threatening either. Like, I'm definitely not non-threatening.
I am non-threatening. I love you, but I'm non-threatening and you're not. And that's just...
You're kind of detoothed.
Well, it's interesting. One of my friends who's a casting director who put me on game shows said I'm the only person he's ever met, and he's done this for like 15 years, that's gotten approved by every network. And I'm like, then why am I not on a network?
True.
Exactly.
How have you fucked that up?
Oh, God. Wait, was this my fault all the time and not yours for not fucking a rich man?
Yep.
Oh, God.
You've somehow fucked it up by trying to do women's hair.
I loved a rat. What can I say? We need to move on. If you want me to rat your hair, I will. I love it.
We're not talking about ratting hair.
Oh, I love it.
So Katie
is basically like, you know, each chief stew does something different.
No. Katie did not say that. She's like, oh, when you do the water glasses, put them on the place.
But Lexi's
put them
already
on the placemat.
Y'all,
Lex is like, every chief stew has something different. It's like, I don't know.
And Lex is like, I just don't know. You bitch, you shut up and say yes, ma'am.
Just shut up and say and just
you
do
say
it.
Yes, ma'am. And that's Lexi's problem, is that she is not good with authority. We're gonna see that later with Matt.
Here's the thing.
Mate you.
Y'all, on a boat like this with this few people, the steps of authority are the only thing we have. And it's like if you
It's like in the
talk
theater.
Back,
theater is very much rigid like this. You do not overstep over authority.
Or you don't talk back to your director when you give notes.
No.
Yeah. That was basically what happened.
You don't tell the stage manager you're gonna be 10 minutes late to your call. You don't do that.
I could because
Poodle learned that the hard way.
No, it's true. They chewed me a new one. So Katie says, this is the thing about Katie, and we see this. Katie's busting her butt, and she's telling both the stews under her, I want them to have breaks. I don't mind picking up the slack.
I think she does mind, and I think it's going to come back in a little bit of resentment.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, and I think later on down the road, she's going to be like, rah, 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 and it's going to kind of explode.
No, I could see it.
Also,
is
this Charter, are they doing shots of Jaeger Bomb?
Yeah. No, these people are awful.
Okay, listen, again, I'm sorry if I'm reading you for filth. We don't do shots of Jaeger if we're over 30. And honestly, I wanted to
say... Did you ever do a Jaeger breakfast?
I wanted to say 26 right now, but I said 30 to be nice for some of you.
I've done shots up to about...
Hold on. You said something and it just went. What the fuck is a Jaeger breakfast?
That's when you drink Jägermeister breakfast.
Okay, so it's pretty literal. I've never done that. Please, Poodle, you've done some gross, slutty, drunken, horrid things. Please,
I think that was like senior trip in high school and some college drunks.
You did that. You drank Jaeger for breakfast.
Yes.
So you were drunk by 10 a.m.?
Yes. Yes.
What do you do? I've never been drunk that. What do you do when you're drunk at 10 a.m.?
I don't know. You've seen me at Thanksgiving. And you know what? I function pretty goddamn well. But you know what? I pace myself.
No,
until we've eaten dinner.
Not. He is y'all. By the time we serve starches, he's full on blitz going.
I'm going,
hurry up and eat so I can eat some cobbler.
And then I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
By usually about 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Because I've had so much food, so much wine.
The best Thanksgiving we ever had, there were six people there, and we drank 13 bottles of wine. Everyone, we looked at our pictures, and everyone just had purple lips.
I also, like, had bad skin for days after that because I had so much tannins in my body.
No one gives a shit. Let's talk about this show. So, okay. They go on their breaks, and so basically, y'all, shocker, Matthew dropped the cake. The cake got messed up. He's freaking out. It's really not a big deal because they fix it later. So I don't. Meanwhile, Kate is having to make these fucking espresso martinis nonstop while the rest of the, or Katie, while the rest of the crew is taking their little breaks.
Espresso martinis.
And so then there was a little bit. We see a little bit of. Matthew's like, well, I'm going to serve scallops. And Katie says, no, we're not ready for scallops. Nope, not yet. No,
no one's seated. He's like, well, Lexi like, told well, wait, me Lexi everyone was ready.
And we're getting, Lexi's like, and she says to Matthew, she said, always do comms with me because it's me. And Lexi is like, Lexi said, great editing. She says, I literally said, and then they show what she said 10 minutes earlier, and it's not what she said at all. No. Bitch forgets she's on television.
She's going to get fired.
This is
for this.
We thought
be,
it was Matthew, but he came back. It's going to be Lexi.
I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked. Y'all, she's not long for this boat.
No.
It's either going to be a problem with Matthew or a problem with Katie. So it's going to be one or the other.
I agree.
So
it's already starting to be a problem with Matthew.
Matthew is basically saying, okay, I'm not cooking anything. I'm not firing anything to the first course. And the people are seated. Now, I will say, scallops, big deal that it be served very hot. I understand there.
But he's also a fucking drama queen.
He is. But I not to defend chefs here, but your livelihood depends on your perfectionism and your getting exactly what
I agree
you
with
want
that. I
the
agree
way
with
you're
that.
Doing it.
That's great if you showed up and didn't leave the first take because you had anxiety.
I agree with you 100%.
So, bitch,
I know.
You don't got nothing to stand on.
So he's giving them like scallop appetizers with truffle popcorn. And when people said truffle popcorn, the douche committee
Clint.
Went, truffle popcorn.
Oh my God. Freaked out.
If you ever want to blow douchebag's mind, put a piece of fucking popcorn on something.
Y'all, pop some fucking Orville Redenbacher and buy a $10 bottle of truffle oil. And then you two can suck his dick. And guess what? He's going to come in about 35 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I think he wouldn't be a person that comes. I feel like he would be that guy that just, like, jerks off his dick really, really, really quickly and, like, tenses up his whole body. And he's, like, saying, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'll get there.
I'm feeling like you have experience with this.
Had
Jesus.
Some bad hookups, y'all. You know where you're just sitting over there eating celery on a cheese stick and just going, I'm ready when you are.
That sounds very sad.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Ansel along.
I need you to keep going for me right now, Poodle.
So, y'all, Z, this is cute. It's actually cute on TV. I don't think it's as cute in real life because Z doesn't know a lot. And he's on his first anchor watch and he's texting his brother. And it's a big deal for someone who's there. I'm shocked this is his first, that they would allow him as a very green deckhand on a boat this big.
I am shocked. He must have just been like, for some reason, they thought he would be good TV.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, something's going to happen. Something shit will hit the fan. So,
not going to go good.
So, Matthew is basically saying that Lexi is bossing him around. And
Lexi's already pissed because Katie just said, hey, don't do comms with mate you. Like, let me know. Let me do that. Mm-hmm. And Lexi's like, oh, did it? And then later she says, oh, did you not hear me say like lime and water, or whatever she was fucking saying.
Yeah.
And mate you was like,
so no. They're serving lamb and Therese is like, I don't eat pets.
I eat pets.
How many people have pet lambs?
Got this out of my face. I don't eat pets.
But she's eaten chicken, hasn't she?
Chickens aren't pets. I don't know anybody who has them in their house in Newport.
Also, fish are considered pets.
Fish don't make noises. They can't be pets. You can't pet a fish.
So I guess she draws the line at dogs, cats,
I don't eat dogs.
And little cute lambs.
Lambs are adorable. I have a friend who had a lamb farm over in Topanga, and
maybe
it was so cute.
Hamsters.
Hamsters wouldn't eat it. We did a lamb and hamster and an emu meditation, and it was gorgeous. I think I saw God, and she is beautiful.
I wonder if she would eat beef. Because is a cow a pet?
Cows are disgusting.
This is my favorite accent of yours.
I wish y'all could see the video because it kind of hurts my face to do Therese, but I have to because of her lips.
I don't eat pets. Maybe the most LA thing I've heard on this show, even though they're from Texas.
I guarantee you, though, they're Californians who moved to Texas. Sadly.
Gross. The worst
sadly,
kind.
I bet they are. I bet they are San Franciscan Californians that moved to Texas.
We're so tired of the taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. And a house is so much bigger here.
Y'all,
she's totally drunk. So they bring her like risotto or whatever is.
They bring her polenta with some
ratatouille.
Ratatouille on it. And she's like,
and she's totally blitzed. And she just kind of disrespectfully, this bothers me. She just kind of throws the plate aside. And she's like, can someone just get me a double decker taco, but with beans, no meat?
Yo, these people are reprehensible.
They are so fucking gross.
So,
if you know Therese's Instagram, I kind of want to see it. You can send it to me.
Oh, I don't ever want to be near her
again. Oh, I bet it's gross.
The biggest drama of this episode happens when Lexi is trying to get more lamb chops because they want more lamb. I've heard this. These tiny little lamb chops or lamb pops, they usually call them. So I will say that's it's not his fault, but he gives them two lamb pops, maybe three per, and they all want more meat because there's not a ton of meat on them.
There's not. They want more.
So they're wanting more, Lexi's like, he's like, you just stepped in my trash.
No, he just swept it. Derek, and Lexi stepped in trash, and she's like, dude, y'all, she is.
Then she just pulls the lamb pops off the plate and starts eating them and starts boning them with her mouth and throwing them on the plate.
She eats that lamb like a sissy in a dick tree sucking dick. She's like,
sissy in a dick tree.
I forgot about that. She's just,
y'all.
Literally, it's like a cartoon where she puts a bone in her mouth and goes, and it's just clean.
I can't tell you how in catering, if I was caught doing that,
unless
if we have a limited amount of meat.
Yes, unless Matthew said, go ahead and eat, and we missed that edit, but I haven't worked in catering. However, I would never eat anything unless a chef offered it to me and said, go ahead and eat that.
The chef would have backhanded you with a whisk if you did something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I work. If unless everyone was full and they had left the table, then, only then could the service crew eat. And even that was like grabbing things off of people's plates. You weren't allowed because you still had stuff to do. When she was like eating those lamb pops, like a huge, like a tiger licking off bones.
Yes.
I was like, she's not long for this.
No.
Because no one does this.
The problem with Lexi, what she's doing, and I don't want to agree with Mate to you because he's a jerk, but well, not a jerk. He's just a he's a drama queen. However, yeah. Lexi is not respecting authority at
exactly.
All.
Well, here's the thing, too.
Because he said, there's no arguing in this. I'm the chef. This is my space. There's no
Shut
arguing.
Up.
She
exactly.
should say, yes, chef, and move
well,
along.
She is in the kitchen. She can't argue. That is his domain. Now, if they were in like further up in the
like
galley,
the laundry, yeah.
And they were, and he said, I want this. And they're like, fuck off. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have said, I'm the boss here, blah, blah, blah. That's not necessary, and no one's going to take it well. But there should have been, unemotionally, and I get it that it's very heated, he should have said, you don't talk to me that way. Here's how things happen. If this would have been Ben...
I thought he handled it quite well.
If this would have been Ben or fucking Adam, they would have screamed at her... and chewed her a new one, and it would have been left with her crying. Like, you don't talk to a chef that way, especially in his fucking
no,
kitchen.
No, you don't. I think probably the fact that he's aware that he's a man and she's a woman, and that's probably it's going to be Katie. They end up dropping the hammer on her.
He said she said to him, "Focus on putting the lamb on the plate." Oh, I gasp and put my hand over my mouth.
Like
when she said that. Y'all, because they're not. They are not. The chef is an entity unto him or herself.
It's true. And
I mean,
of course,
no
guess
one
what?
Really outranks the chef.
They really
but
want.
The captain.
Yeah. And they want more food. And guess what? They don't have any.
I'm telling you, it's going to be an easy choice for Captain Sandy.
They're going to bring up, and they bring up the cake, and Matt, even though he ordered the cake, brings it up like he fucking made it. And that's why, then like.
It's typical of chefs.
You feel bad for Matt. And then he does that. And he's like, yeah, thank you. And they're like, Matt, you're great. He's like, stop. And I'm like, I don't like him either.
No, that's the thing. Everyone on this show is either unlikable or in the middle.
I think, say, Lexi and Matt are probably my least two that I'm like, ugh.
Give Captain Sandy time.
Well,
she'll surprise you.
You don't see her as much. So, okay.
It's you know, I will say.
Clint is that person, by the way, that shoves cake in your face. Of course.
Oh, and they're like doing it. And like the everything is so dirty.
And then they throw the cake and they're making a mess for everyone to clean up.
And they are. And I will say, Matthew is still pissed off about Lexi stepping on his dirt pile. It's my dirt pile. So, y'all, it's the final day. Finally, we get rid of this fucking people.
So next, there's a big...
And they're docking. They're docking.
They're big docking. And gay culture...
Y'all, do you know what docking is?
I think that is when just...
Let's explain it to people.
Let's explain
what docking
gays?
Is.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you know more than this because you're just... You slut
your freaky deaky like that.
But I believe it's when two uncut cocks put their dicks up to each other and they like put their foreskin over one another and it looks like a Star Trek docking.
Yes, that you are correct.
Never done
and,
it because I'm
uncircumcised.
I couldn't do it.
I am cut as well. Uncircumcised penises rub against each other in a blanket of foreskin and that is docking.
Apparently, it's very wet. I don't. Every circumcised.
I'm disturbed.
Every uncut guy I've ever been with is like, I mean, they get wetter than a starboard at midnight in a storm.
They do.
I don't think that boat metaphor was correct, but I had a vodka.
So they are, the docking is going pretty well. The weather isn't great. And
why did you say that? Now I'm just thinking of
docking.
Two dicks coming to.
Well, Lloyd and David are almost certainly uncircumcised. Depends on where Z was born. But both of them are British. And the Brits are generally uncircumcised, unless they're Jewish.
Ooh, British sissies, you know I'm a fan.
Oof. So they are they're getting their first docking, and they're worried about hitting the buoys, which they're calling dolphins. And Captain Sandy barely misses it, but it's fine.
Well, and I don't think they're buoys. These are actually concrete poles in the ocean.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
So it's like, I just say that this isn't like a plastic buoy. It's concrete. But they're fine. They dock. Yay. Everybody leaves. I did not know this because now I'm interested what they do. Because Therese says they're leaving and she says they all line up and she says,
"Lock. This is the thing they do every charter.
We're in the hospitality business. food,
well,
food is what we were looking for the most. Matt, you're a great job making things happen. And suddenly, Katie, by the way, you're my girl. Like, if I
you rang your girls really well.
If I'm Beyonce, you're my backup dancers. Okay, you're so good. Like all the single ladies. And here's an envelope with a big fucking pile of money because we're rich.
25K.
Exactly. So I didn't see this. We watched one episode like a year ago, Below Deck. I didn't know they. So that this is what
you didn't get to see. This is what happens at the end of every charter.
They have a tip meeting.
Yes, they have a tip meeting and say how much they have.
I'm sure there's fights in the tip meeting because I'm sure sometimes people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
People
yeah, yeah.
do way more
things,
than
things. Things. Yeah, and then especially when they get low tips.
Matt offers to give his tips.
This is a big deal.
That was y'all. He needed to like. Whatever he needed to like, he needed to like, kind of do this. But instead, they say no, and they kind of jokingly say, "You can buy us drinks."
And Sandy does the work of the show by doing her own wrap up. We did the impossible.
Was
no,
it impossible?
That's
no.
a 4 minute mile.
No, like,
yeah, it's like.
Like Richard Branson going into space on a private. That's pretty, that's impossible.
Prepare yourself for shit like that all season with Captain Sandy. Captain Sandy.
Lloyd's going to pay his parents back. Z tells us he's turning 26 tomorrow.
And they're going to party. It's our first night out with the crew. And I've got to say, the first part is pretty tame.
It's
y'all.
Pretty tame. Although,
normally they're dancing dirty on one another.
I can't believe Courtney ordered an espresso martini. I thought that was just fucking shady to Katie.
I think they all love them.
I've never had one.
I want to have one now.
We should have.
So, and I did got you an notice when they said
martini?
No chocolate martini.
A chocolate martini.
I need to have a chocolate martini so that I may see your boobies and hopefully not promptly vomit on won. Them. That was from Smothered. Frank, pour one out for Frank.
I hope they come back.
Y'all, I liked it when they're sitting there at the table on their night out. And I think it's Malia's like, all you guys are straight? How did you not fit? Okay, come on. You know they're straight.
Well, maybe not.
I will say there's been a couple of gay guys on the deck crew in the past. And we've had on Below Deck. We've had a gay stew.
Any lesbian crew?
I think we've had people who've swung both ways, okay. But no lesbian crew.
Y'all, if two men made out on a ship, Poodle would lose his mind.
I don't think they really have. There was one who did porn a while back, David, who was like in season 3 of Below Deck, did porn.
Good for him.
Gay porn.
Oh, good for him.
But there have been some really hot Below Deck guys, for sure.
Wow. So Lloyd said he was called gay because he danced. He was a dancer, but he's so they're all straight. Katie's saying she's a tequila slut, y'all. That means Katie's gonna be business by day, and then she's gonna get crazy and make bad
she's
choices.
She's gonna get crazy at night. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't see any showmances. I don't see any. I see some hookups.
I think Z and Courtney are going
to.
I don't see that either, but who knows? So Machu is finally like, I'll buy a round for all of you. I deserve it.
And then they start trolling him. It's like, how much for the cheese plate? I'm like, y'all, know your boundaries. This is also someone who is your superior in a lot of ways.
Well, they don't know that he's sensitive yet, but they are kind of right because they did fucking everything on the first day. Like, he literally did
nothing. I agree. But the chefs are fucking sensitive.
They are. And Machu is not handling it well. He's like, I'm now foreshadowing y'all. I'm paying this bill so I never have to hear it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about it. So then they had this weird thing about who's daddy, and Courtney's like, you're daddy, I'm daddy, blah, blah, blah. I don't understand that part.
I don't want to talk about
it. Do you understand the dadification of men? Like all gays, when gays post selfies, are like, daddy.
I don't mind it. It doesn't.
I'm just saying I don't know where it came from, and I don't know what it means.
I don't know where it came from, and I don't know what it means. And so I agree with
you're
that.
You're like, but I'm still okay with it. It's whatever.
You know what I imagine it came from? Because a lot of gay sexual culture, and honestly, comes from a lot of that. I think daddy potentially could come from like African-American or black drag culture. And a lot of that can come
from... How so?
Because I think what I was going to say is, I think it comes from potentially, they talked this for, what was it on? I don't want to say it.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I think it might come from prison incarcerated culture of like daddies in prison.
Oh,
I think. And so
a
lot of times that, y'all, gay men, we take a lot of, Poodle and I own it, we take a lot of what we say, honestly, from black women or black drag queens. That happens a lot in our culture. Now daddy is like totally mainstream, I think, but I don't know where that comes from. I don't remember what it was. I drink at night and scroll on news articles. But the whole thing is that daddy is someone who takes care of you, like in prison cult, like that person's taking care of you.
Yeah.
Kind of that whole daddy bitch thing. But I could be totally wrong. Someone read me. Sissies who are cultured and daddies, let us know.
Anyway, there's not a ton going on. Basically,
this is tame. They all kind of have a party, but then we get Lexi and Matthew.
The Stews are basically kind of like, yeah, there's not a lot going on looks wise.
Yeah, they all are just
deck
like,
crew.
They're like,
you know,
but,
what? And they're saying what the whole audience is thinking.
They're like, those engineers can get it.
Well, because, and you'll never see them, but they're like, yeah, Martin's got a girlfriend. So and so's got a girlfriend. Yeah, y'all, the engineers aren't going to fuck anybody. Because they care about their job.
Lexi's not going to fuck anyone because everybody's going to hate her because she's going after Matt Matthew in the middle. And Lexi even says, I find girls and boys attractive. The girls are attractive. The guys, they're nice.
And she brings up the dirt pile again. And I'm like, honey,
let it go.
Out. He outranks you. Don't feed the bear.
Basically, they're kind of talking, and he's like, well, but this, and he finally says, Matthew says, look, if we were in the real world, you would never talk to me.
And you know what?
That's true. And he says, and I probably would never talk to you. And that's true.
She's a snob.
Oh, she's super snobby. I'm shocked she's worried. I think the only reason she does this is to be famous. She has no... I'm not saying she's lazy, but this type of work,
no,
she doesn't want to do
that's not what we're saying either.
I'm not saying that at all.
She's a snob, and that's why she will try to jump rank by first complaining to her chief stew and then by trying to outrank the chef. And Yeah, y'all, I'm telling you, she's not long for the Princess Michelle or Lady Michelle.
Really grateful that you get seasick, because if you were on a boat, it would burn.
I'd be awful.
It'd be awful. Y'all, that's the show.
Ooh, this has been a long one.
Not really, just like an hour and 10 minutes. That's our normal shows, 13 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, we appreciate y'all so much. We got a lot of content coming. Be sure to join our, if you want to hear more of us, a Reality Gaze Extra. That's either, you can choose Patreon or you can choose Supercast. We just want to make we have a $5 and $8 tier, and a $15 tier is only on the Patreon. That's where we have all of our video content.
Mm-hmm.
Supercast doesn't do videos. So, but if you hate technology,
maybe I'll release some of my private video content.
But if technology thwarts you often, Supercast might be for you.
It is easier.
It is easier, we will say.
We had a whole meeting about it today.
Yeah, it's we're trying. Y'all, we're doing the
best.
You know what? This is
doing
exactly
it the best I can.
But we're doing it the best we can with what we've been given.
Yeah.
We're trying. So
it sounds so sad.
Yeah, just know we're trying. So anyway, y'all, that is all of our content. Smothered. You've heard us talk about it. All the shit you want to hear, including classic 90 Day Fiancé.
Classless.
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll dig into old episodes of Below Deck on our Patreon.
That's the plan. If I have my way, that is the plan.
Because he does want to watch it all. But right now.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till we watch like season two right and now, season three of the original Below Deck.
Y'all don't come at me right now. I don't have time. My father's shit in the bathroom. I'm doing this right now.
Oh, my God. Once you see Kate and Amy, you'll lose your mind.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
We've got to move on, y'all. I almost said we call these people lonely, but we don't have a sign-off for this show.
We don't have one of those. No, we're thinking about it. Shiver me timbers.
Plunder me booty.
Rock me Amadeus.
Amadeus.
We had something. We forget what it was.
We forget what it was. But I do want to remember, y'all, go to Apple Podcasts. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoy this show. It also helps if you bump us up, if you leave the 5 stars and then you write something. So please write something. If you don't have anything to write, Poodle, what can they write?
Keep going, Queens.
Yes. Your face was surprised like I was about to say.
No, I've got it. I've thought about what we're going to say.
Okay, great. So everybody, please do that. You can find us on Cameo. Oh, God, do I have a cameo to do? I don't even know.
I've got two that are going to expire tonight.
You can
so
get us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast.
By the way, I just found out my cameos weren't showing me notifications. Oh. So I'm doing all of them. Oh, I'm doing all the ones that were expired for free. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's really bad. No, because you know what the point was? You made me switch calendars, so I turned off what's called...
Oh, my God. I didn't make you switch anything.
Universal notifications on my phone, and you made me do it.
I didn't... No, this is not about me. I'm not giving you any money.
You fucked up my cameo.
We're done. All right, everybody.
Here we go. And until next time, anchors again!
Okay, that's suitable. I like.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.